having the real experiences beyond being called a Christian, you must understand how to function there. Christ is a place. So God wants a church that is in charge of the earth before he returns. In the last days, I will pour out my Shebakama. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The day you got born again, you changed nationality. Yet you were sent as an obituary. You were sent as an occupational tree to bring the government of that heavenly kingdom to bear on the earth.
Praise God. Everything suggests that if I don't handle this, it will be a shame on my family. So it's right for me to be bothered about many things. Look like I'm preaching for Martha this morning. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to fix the house. It's okay to get that car. My wife is about to take in, or has taken in. I should have a car. I can't stand my wife. For real, I can't stand my wife. Hopping on some stuff. Nah. I can live on a tree. Don't misunderstand me. I don't even care. But for her, she can't. You get why? Hallelujah. How many brothers are here and are witnesses to what I'm talking about? You get why? You get why? It's not DYDX. You get why? I can't live on a tree. I slept on the field before. Adult life, not when I was a baby or when I was in the world. Slept on the field in Agwamboru. Yes. I slept on reception, those iron reception, whatever. I can live. I can do anything. I don't care. That's not my. It's not really my thing. But there are those that are built for comfort. And I'm speaking generically. Before you say, there are some girls, there are not some. All were built for comfort. Don't discriminate here. Don't hate. Praise God. All were built, even if your woman is claiming, no, I don't care, I lie. Do right. Just do right by her, cool? Just lesson from a grown man. Hallelujah. Yes. It's reasonable. Lord, I have to finish this first. I have to finish that first. You know, Lord, that the curriculum is hectic. The program is hectic. And these are all vital excuses. They will pass. They will pass. But remember Martha. Tap your neighbor, tell them, remember Martha. There's no excuse you can put up that will come close to what Martha had as an excuse. How many of you know that? Yeah. And I already told you. You know, people just say, okay, hey, you know, there's a way somebody say, I will not name my child Phineas. Because of Hophni and Phineas, those boys were eating church meat. Recklessly eating church meat. Meat for sacrifice. You know Hophni and Phineas? Children of Eli. Why are you laughing? Now it's not that you remember. Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that. Amen. So the first day I heard somebody's name was Phineas, I'm thinking, has he been eating church meat? And then I realized there was another Phineas that did something well. Remember that guy that took a Midianite woman? Israel was mourning. Took a Midianite to go and fornicate in the tent. Phineas had a zeal for the Lord and took a spear and ran into the room and pinned two of them together to the ground. They buried their bodies. And the Bible says, God loved the man. There are things you will do that God will love. And I'm not talking physically. There are slaps you deliver that God will love you for it. Come manual resetting, right? Don't go slapping people, cool? Hallelujah. Don't judge Martha. She had every reason to. She had every reason to. But you see, some things count for now. Other things count for eternity. Wisdom is to embrace the things that count for eternity. It's like as a father, all you are bothered about your teenage children is how they should not keep hair. It won't last. Look at me now. My father can't come and say, go and cut that hair. But when I was a teenager, you keep this hair, that is me and my elder brother. You don't know him. That's my elder brother. We will go to the barbing salon, cut the hair, do one style, come back home, they'll take us back to ensure that it's leveled. And then that even extended to when we're already in the university, and then, you know, talks came up. Don't keep your hair, don't do this one, don't do that one. You see, if that was all my dad left, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers in the house. Come on, celebrate them. Hallelujah. If that was all my dad did, and he did not plant the seed of love in our hearts, all we needed to do was to outgrow those levels of instructions, and he would be irrelevant to us. Are you here? If all you do for certain people, all you're concerned about is their hair, a time will come you can't dictate to them what hair they should keep. What would have happened is everything you probably, if all, you know, Stephen Covey described people who are kneeling down and standing up in their hearts. Children. If you are not truly influencing them, they'll not be kneeling down. Okay, daddy is bigger than us for now. And he's paying the fees, he's paying the rent. So I'm just going to kneel down. But in my heart, I'm going to be standing up. What you'd have succeeded in doing is you'd have created a little hypocrite. Yes. And that becomes a petri dish for rebellion to grow. This is one major reason why of pastors of old, some of their children went very wild because of the suppression. They could not express themselves to their dad. I mean, dad cannot know that I spoke to a girl today in school. I'm just 13. So what I'll do is I'll hide and speak to the girl. Praise God. There are things that truly matter for now. There are things that will give you a good image now. You know, there are people that are very worried about their image now. What am I wearing? What are my nails looking like? My lipstick, is it working? It's not working. My jean, is it clean? How many jackets? Do I have to repeat clothes? You are worried about things for now. And the impressions you make now at the expense of tomorrow is called debt. See, everything you know about in monetary terms have reality terms. They are no money is like a facade. It's not really the real one. It's just like if you look at money, you can learn many things. So you can gain the things you can't lose. Are you here? Some things are needful, others are just appendages. Are you here? How many of you know that without limbs, people have existed and have done exploits? Remember, Pastor Nick? Do you know that without the trunk, you can't live? No, answer me now. Have you seen just limbs scattered and walking around? No. Why? Because there are certain things that are the point of coherence for every other things. Human relationships are the most powerful things that can ever happen to you. I tell young guys in church that come to me, they're a keyhole. Camel through the eye of the needle. You'll be too tired. But if you will pay attention to the friendship, to that connection between human being and human being, you will have yourself to bless. Human beings are your problems, but they are your best blessings. Praise God. You can't destroy that because of one little issue. I'm speaking from experience. As a younger man, I was very arrogant. A friend of mine said, you have superiority complex. Nobody. You have an entire course before you run it. There's no human being. I mean, a young man is in church this morning. Made me say, Pastor G, you've known me for a while. What are the things you think are hindering me from growing? I say, young man, do not bother about the things hindering you from growing. Just grow. Growth kills some things. It will kill them. Nobody arrives at the top without issues. This is the reason I don't castigate people who are accused when they are up there. They won more than they lost. That's why they are there. Man, if you ever knew anything about war, people lose battles to win wars. What do you want them to do? Because they made a mistake to stop? No. Hey, many of them will not be the blessing they have to us today if they did not go up in spite. You don't grow because there are no challenges. You grow despite the challenges. Are you here this morning? Pay no attention. Don't waste your whole life thinking, well, what didn't I get right? How are they talking about me now? What is in vogue now? Pay more attention to moving forward. You keep on moving. Trophies don't belong to those who just had a good beginning. Nobody ever won a trophy by having a good beginning. Nobody gives you Champions League because you first scored. You are only crowned because you won at last. Are you here? So to somebody who is feeling tired and drained, life has taken a toll on me. I don't even know if I'm worthy of anything. Listen, Jesus is your worthiness. And that is enough. That is enough. If I were you, I would keep going. Praise God. I will keep going. And don't make yourself a reservoir or a dumping ground for gossips. Don't. It will slow you down so bad. It will so slow you down. Oh my God. Oh dear Lord Jesus. It will slow you down. It will slow you down. Take off. Just take off and go. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed this morning? Just take off. Some things make a good impression now. This is the genesis of lying. Lying is just child slaw, Boyle slaw, Parkinson's law. There are all kinds of law. There's what's called spiritual law. It states that you have what you say. It's not difficult to pass exam with this one. Because you have what you say. It's spiritual law. So just as you expect the volume of gas to relate with the temperature, you should also expect a relationship between what you say and what you have. Praise God. I'm going to say things you don't mean. Say, boy, it's just because I'm broke. Okay. Why are you saying that? Is I'm being realistic. Okay. One of the things you also learn as you grow up is everybody is right. So that's one of the things. Everybody is right. Correct. Everybody is acting based or saying things based on information. On information. So they're actually correct. They're not born thinking I'm broke. Somebody told them. They believed it. Praise God. I don't judge many people like that. The only challenge is you don't come around me and expect me to dump God's word for your realities. Keep your business to yourself. I'm not going to do that. Don't expect me to believe the doctor's report over what God's word says. Do not expect me. You can believe it. And I appreciate you for it. Eh? But don't come to my territory. Like the young lady that told me, I don't know so much about God's word, but I said, keep your butt out the way. If you don't know it, and I know it, you better just listen to the one that knows it. And it's not pride. You already declared that you don't know about Bible like that. And from my evaluation, you really don't know. So why on earth would you like to go ahead and talk about something you don't know? I said, okay, don't worry. I'll take care of that side for you. You can tell me about civil rights. I hope you know a lot about it. But it's all right. I hope you know a lot. I can tell about economics. I hope you actually know a lot about it. Because if you start conversing along your own line again, and you have found ones, then there's a problem. Praise God. Don't say things you don't know. So yeah, I'm closing now. We've spent this whole service making a case for Martha. And we've told you that what Martha was doing would give her, would make an impression with her guests at that moment. But there will be a difference. The guests will be gone. When you do your things, not for an audience of one, Jesus Christ, the people you are doing it for will soon be gone. And only one thing will be left. What you gain from the master. Listen, what you felt is not as important as what you got. Yes. So when you go for meetings, don't seek to be the one that fell out. Not the one that fell out. And people go under the power of God for the right reasons. Okay? But that's not your highest. Be very glued to the things that are spoken. Jesus said, you are clean. So he thinks the only way he can break the bondage is if a prophet calls him out and say, I see a rope around you. Loose in the name of Jesus. I'm sure they remember. One man tried to see a rope around me. And I said, me? He said, no. He moved to the next person behind me. You see rope? How? There's no rope. He said, I see rope around you. Then, you know how it is. There's a way we are programmed to. I said, me? He said, no, no, no. In my mind, like, yeah, he has to be the other person there. Because you can't see rope. Travel up. They can't come up there and yoke you. They'll have accident on the way. Are we joking? So there's a man who is in bondage and he thinks the only way is to meet the prophet and said, I see a rope around you. That's what brought me here. I see a rope around you. He has neglected John 8:31. Because it's easy to jump to John 8:32. And then you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make me free. I am free. I am free. No. 31. Those that believed on him, yes. Now, that you believed on him does not mean you'll be free. There's an if. What does if mean? Conditional statement. If you continue in my word, then you step to another level. Then you are my disciples indeed. Next verse. There's a semicolon. And you shall know. That means the only way you can know the truth is if you are a disciple indeed. But the steps are clear. The thing about the Bible is that it has clear steps. Praise God. Medicine to a man's whole body. Medicine to a man's whole body. Don't let go of God's word in exchange for some transient things. You know, I've asked people over and over and over again. Some the gun on somebody and loading the gun before shooting it. Now, I watch movies between lights. I score movies literally, but I don't need it, but I do. This is the reason why I stay away from it. Praise God. I did. But you see, not at the expense of the needful thing. Hallelujah. Some of you are walking around without Bible passages in your memory. You know, forget about those things, though, that they will carry Bible in Nigerian film and be saying, the blood of Jesus. The word of God does not work in solid state. He is a gaseous face. Make kokapatas. That is the one that works. He's a gas. Maya ya ya. Yabrakos katatas. Like two lines of capital letter tongues and one major scripture. And the deal is done. Are you joking? A major scripture for that thing. A major scripture. Major. No, they are minor scriptures. They are scriptures that support. Then there are major scriptures. Satan threatens you that you don't have money supply. He said, my God supplies all. Then you speak some tongues to make the devil know that it's serious. And because you're trying to boil the have fire in them. So you are playing one cold stuff. Are you joking? See, you don't serve Satan cold meal. He won't respond. You serve it hot. With red eyes. You just start serving the thing. Some of us serve Satan why he does not even deserve. Early in the morning, you wake up and curse the guy. He has not done anything to you. Release the fire inside you. Do you know you are made of fire? Your original design is fire. I'm not lying, no. Ezekiel 1:26-27. It describes God as fire from his loins up and fire from his loins down. Look, if you were there in Genesis when God made man and he breathed that life of fire into the lifeless body of Adam, you will see they said, by the time they stood side by side, you could not tell one from the other. That means there were two fires. Then Eve came along, there were three fires. Imagine three fires having fellowship in the cool of the day. They will warm the cool of the day. Three fires are having fellowship in the cool of the day. They also come in the cool of the day. They can't do it in the hot of the day. They are already hot. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Man. It got for 4,000 years to walk. They could not go. Why? Because man had leased the earth back to Satan. They needed a savior. Look, the angels needed the savior as much as we did. Clear dichotomy.
I'm out of time. Stand to your feet.
Manta brakosha lagababa de gebosa.
Pay attention to the needful thing. Spend your time at the feet of the master. If you do nothing, nothing happens. Look, look here. Please give me your attention. Angels are not free agents. That means they don't act based on emotions. That means they can see a child being crushed and do nothing about it. Angels are divinely commissioned to carry out God's word. One thing, the last angel that did anything other than God's word is Lucifer, and he's trapped. He's in big trouble. And angels know this. So they will not step to work. They will not step to work until command is issued on the earth. This is just their design. Angels are beings of strength, not necessarily beings of
speaking out with boldness, speaking tongues. Release them. Is your mom sick? Is your dad down with an ailment? Is there a financial struggle in your life? Are you confused? The Lord is your light. Malaga begabos. You have 60 seconds, and I promise you that. Pray the Holy Ghost. There are angels all around waiting. Many of them have never come here an assignment for you because they've never spoken. Today is your day. Pray. You will arise. Are you praying? I cannot pray your prayer for you. God cannot pray your prayer for you. Command them. Set them in motion. And then all ministry spirits, send forth a minister. Are you looking? Spirits,
able to understand it also. Pray in the spirit. Pray with your understanding also. Clear your way.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.